You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You are listening to the Next Best Picture podcast, and this is my interview with the star for The Worst Person in the World, Renata Ronsvay.
Let's go, Potter.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold it.
Hold it. Vi var ikke utro, da.
Vi var ikke det.
Vi var ikke det.
Nei.
I said goodbye to me. I looked in the mirror. Then I began to cry. I leave my things behind for all to see and hope that she will understand why. Ending the game is like changing the name of your favorite song.
Da, hvis du glad i meg, hvis du elsker meg, så da fikser vi alt det andre.
Ja, jeg elsker deg. Men jeg elsker deg ikke.
Som hva du ferdig med å gjøre nå. Skjønner du hva du ødelegger og...
Ja, selvfølgelig.
All right, everyone. I'm here right now with Renata Ronsvay for The Worst Person in the World, a really, really incredible film that had its world premiere earlier this year at the Cannes Film Festival. It's now making the festival rounds today, and her performance has been singled out by many as one of the best of the year. Renata, how are you today?
I'm very good today, and I have been very good for the last 2 months, too, after getting the prize.
Absolutely. Best Actress prize at the Cannes Film Festival. Very, very prestigious and well-deserved, yep. Too. I absolutely adored this movie. I love the writing. I love the performances. I love what this movie had to say. Can you tell me a little bit about early stages, getting the script, getting the part? Because I have to imagine, and I could be wrong about this, but every actress would have killed to have played such a wonderful, complex female character like this.
I know. And thank you so much for all the wonderful things you're saying. That means a lot. And Joachim actually wrote this role for me.
Nice. Great.
Yes. It was very overwhelming the day he told me. I couldn't really believe it. I was like waiting for at some point he would say, oh, sorry, I made a mistake. But he asked me, and I've seen his work, and I did a little role in Oslo 31st of August, where yes. I have one line, the let's go to the party. And I knew it was wonderful to work with him. I was there for 9 days, even though it was just one line because of the lighting he needed. So I got to know him a bit. I remember him and Anders saying, like, she should have a lead someday. But I never thought that he would actually go through with it. And so we got to know each other then. And we, Oslo is very small. So we got to talking in events or crossed each other in the door in and out of offices. Mm-hmm. And we would always like talk about the same. We would have the same questions about life and the mess of love, and we would be very aligned on the chaos of life and existence. So I think the combination of me done a lot of tragedy and humor in theater and being in tune with him on those themes was like what made him write it for me.
That's awesome. I also have to say, you know, up front, I can't wait for these next couple of months. I'm sure it's already happening. You're probably having people bang on the door already for the next project, because this really is a star-making role for you. And you're talking a lot about, you know, life and the messiness of relationships. You know, I grew up with parents who, you know, kind of conveyed. You meet someone, you fall in love, you do this, you do that. It's almost like a formula that you're supposed to like follow throughout life. Where do you feel that this change has occurred where people feel that, you know, there's always the next thing around the corner, there's no settling, and there's always this dissatisfaction with either relationships or status in life? Like, where do you feel that change has occurred?
Well, I think it's still a lot of like old stuff being there still. Like, it's still a bit of a shameful feeling to not want kids for people. Like,
sure.
It's a modern and very important thing to talk about. But I think we're stuck subconsciously in things that are like old conventional thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, I don't know, it is changing, but we still have a long way to go in these things. I think this film is very important because it, in a very complex way, talks about that life can be many things. And also that before you make a choice of something, before you settle in your life, you can't know what your decisions will bring. You can't know what it is to have a child before you have a child, and you can't mm-hmm. know what it is to be with this person you might be together with before you are. So it's actually impossible to make choices that are thoroughly reflected on. It's all a chaos. And I don't know, for me, I've just surrendered to that. I think that's the like most powerful thing that Julie has taught me, just mm-hmm. to accept and surrender to the chaos.
Yeah. Trying to kind of just go with the flow, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like along those lines.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Bruce Martin, host of Pit Pass Indy. Each week, I go behind the scenes of the NTT IndyCar Series and introduce our listeners to the biggest stars of IndyCar, which features the Indianapolis 500 as its cornerstone event. The men and women that compete in IndyCar may be the bravest athletes in all of sport, as danger lurks around every corner. They are able to look danger in the eye without flinching. That is why the NTT IndyCar Series features the best racing on the planet. Join me every week as we talk to the stars of IndyCar, including the legends of the Indianapolis 500, on Pit Pass Indy from Evergreen Podcast.
Your scene partner in this movie, or one of them, I might say, Anders Danielsson-Lee, I think gives also an extraordinary performance in this. Can you talk about the relationship the two of you shared throughout the process of making this film? Because a lot of those scenes are painfully honest in a way that I'm curious to know if there was rehearsal time, or did you have to feel out a scene on set? What was it like working with him?
Yeah, we worked a lot on getting to know each other and like trying to get to an honest place and, mm-hmm. and a place that where we both felt safe. So we would like do kind of rehearsals, us two just like talking about shameful, sad, happy, like all the ways of being, like getting to know each other. And then we did rehearsals with Joachim to make the scenes the most vibrant and alive we could. Mm-hmm. And I think the way Joachim makes a film, he says he feels empowered by the collectiveness of making a movie. That is like, he has that throughout the whole process. Like, he's making it for people so we can be together and asking these questions about life. He's doing that on set. So I never felt like it was me going on set doing a role. I felt we were doing it together in like making the script and the situations in the script the best possible way together. we never felt alone. Mm-hmm. And that's a very rare feeling I've had. I haven't done much film or TV, but that was maybe the most important thing, that the collaboration and why we could be so present in the situations. Sure. It wasn't about us. It was about everyone.
and that connection to that level of truth that you're seeking as an actress, I have to imagine that there is either some parallels, some connections between you and your character. And if not, you are able to take something away and learn something through that process of getting into the skin of that character. Can you either, establish what it was that you learned from playing Julie, or what similarities you saw in her with your own life?
Yeah, well, I felt really like moved and connected by her. So, but I didn't really know, like, it's always hard to explain who she is. And it was when I got the role and read the role, it was also very hard to explain and be very clear about who she was. So I think I used that as a baseline for how I did it. It was just questions like, how would she be in this situation? And I want to try this, and I want to try this, even though it's so that made me very free. But I needed to like make a very strong analysis for what the scenes contained, and how, like, I was very specific in how her body language were, and how the different states of mind, and what was going through her mind was very specific. And reading the script for 100 times to be sure I got all the nuances. But I think that was the most interesting thing, that I didn't really know. It was just being in the moment with everyone on set, and with that script was kind of enough, you know?
Yeah. Sure, totally. You said so yourself, that not as much television and film, but as I alluded to earlier, Best Actress Prize at Cannes, and then also the reception that the film is getting everywhere. It gets screened at all these festivals right now. I have to imagine that opportunities are presenting themselves to you at this time. So are you allowed to disclose what you do have coming up next? Because I know that anyone who sees this movie will be very excited to see your career progress from here.
Yeah, well, I of course can't talk about anything.
That's fine.
I'm having a lot of very interesting conversations, and I feel very privileged with the stuff I'm presented with now. Mm-hmm. But of course, I hope to work with Joachim again at some point. That's great. My dream. And then, yes, but there are some nice things coming up in a while. Yeah.
Well, we eagerly are looking forward to it. Congratulations once again, and best of luck to you. I know it's a long haul through these next couple of months, but enjoy every minute of it while you can, because the movie is terrific.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Have a nice day.
You too.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to my interview with the star for The Worst Person in the World, Renata Ransvay, here on the Next Best Picture podcast. The film has been selected as the Norwegian entry for Best International Feature Film at the 94th Academy Awards, and will be distributed by Neon in the US on February 4th, 2022. You have been listening to the Next Best Picture podcast. We are proud to be part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, and you can subscribe to us anywhere where you subscribe to podcasts. Be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know what you think of the show. We really appreciate your feedback and your support, which you can also lend on over at Patreon. For $1 minimum a month, you'll get some exclusive podcast content from us. Thank you so much for listening, as always, and we shall see you all next time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.